Mr. Mayor, you win some, you lose some. It's the story of this VCAT. So the first one was Royal Avenue. The VCAT member felt that it was more important to take advantage of the commercial setting than for the application to fit comfortably into the centre. So basically there was an application for five stories, abutting three stories. We thought four stories would be more appropriate, and VCAT decided to allow the five. It is in a commercial zone. We also had a discussion, I guess, about visitor parking, and the VCAT member said that the site didn't need visitor parking because it's near a station, so people can get to the site by train, tram, etc. Against that is the fact that people who live near stations are always complaining about how hard it is to park around stations. But I guess that wasn't the consideration from the VCAT member in that case. The Manchester Grove one was a bit interesting. That was a decision made by officers under delegation to refuse. In between the time the officers refused it and then subsequently found out that before that there had actually been the failure appeal launched at VCAT because we had exceeded the 60 countable days. But the officers had refused it. The applicant introduced amended plans at VCAT which reduced the height, increased all the setbacks, reduced the number of dwellings from 12 to 9, making some of them bigger. So it was better. It was an improvement, but it still had some significant non-compliances with res code. But unfortunately, VCAT said that it was acceptable. It was interesting that the applicant also requested a reimbursement of fees, given that we had exceeded the time, but we were able to convince VCAT that that the applicant's own conduct had contributed quite significantly to that delay. So on that basis, VCAT didn't make us pay the applicant's costs. The third one for 16 South Avenue, again, that was a refusal by officers. The VCAT member agreed that because three of the eight units had poor internal amenity and there was too much shadowing of adjacent open space, that the refusal was the appropriate result on that one.
Thanks, Councillor Holmes. Councillor Silver.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just thought I'd deal with the issue of, or rather the application of Royal Avenue again, because I found this one to be a bit concerning. Often, council has in a previous VCAT decision, for example, been criticised for us for visitor parking, saying that there needs to be some sort of strategic work done to justify it. But I just read from the VCAT judgment here and say that perhaps the same could be said of the VCAT in that it makes certain statements that probably have no foundation. The statement is this. The review site is highly accessible by public transport, enabling visitors to travel to the centre by train or tram or train. That's fine. But then here's the following statement. Hence, the demand for car parking may be somewhat lower than experienced in other less accessible locations. Now, Councillor Himes earlier made the point that we hear from residents in these areas that they find it harder to park around these areas. I certainly have parked around Glen Huntly Station when going to the football previously, probably contributing to that lack of parking. It's a very strange proposition to say that simply because if there's a train station nearby, there's less demand for parking. People do need to sometimes park near the station, for example, to get on the train. Just because there's a tram going down Glen Huntly Road doesn't mean that people further away don't need to come to Glen Huntly Station, park all day to get there. It's a dangerously shallow logic, I would suggest, to say because there's a train station there, there is no need for parking. It's good if you can get a public transport link. I certainly get the bus most days to Torex Station and my need to park is alleviated. But it's just this sort of reasoning concerns me greatly because it just doesn't seem to take into account the realities on the ground, which is that even just stations people do need to park, and of course anybody who's been to Surbury, one of the best cafes around Glen Huntly Station, amongst the other ones, I think White Cafe's around there, amongst others, I can't think of them now, would know there is a need for parking there. So I think this decision is very strange, and I think it's one thing for VCAT to say, well, you need to justify the need for parking, but I think when the shoe's on the other foot, the situation is not that different.
Thanks, Councillor Silver. Any councillors wishing to speak against this item? Any other councillors wishing to speak on this item? Councillor Sokoloff.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't want to completely repeat the comments that have been made, but I did have a few similar comments that have been made already. And in relation to the first item, which was Royal Avenue, I think Councillor Himes already mentioned that there was a contradictory decision. On the one hand, he saw the need for reducing it, but on the other hand, he didn't, or he or she, I'm not sure who what the member was, but to say that our planning policy clearly encourages substantial change within the commercial core of the centre, that's fine, but Royal Avenue isn't the core of the centre. It's off Glen Huntly Road. It's not on Glen Huntly Road. It is around the corner. Ditto comments that have been made relating to the visitor car spaces. There is a high demand around stations. People are encouraged to use public transport, and if they don't live close to a station, they will drive there. They will try and park there. There's not a lot of parking. So to say that we don't need the car spaces around the station is ludicrous. In the Manchester Grove decision, the amenity impacts that were cited by council were acceptable. The level of compliance was acceptable. These are the comments from the VCAT member. The site coverage isn't significant. Res code was largely met. Res code setback standards are not a starting point, which he seemed to think they were. And to say that council places too much emphasis on character of the neighbourhood is just bizarre.
Thanks, Councillor Scott. Any other councillors wishing to speak on this item? No. Councillor Hines, would you like to sum up? I'll put this item to a vote. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 9.2 on tonight's agenda is the Caulfield Village Planning Scheme Amendment C151, Social and Affordable Housing. Councillors, do I have a mover for this item? No. Councillor Delahunty, as printed? Yeah. Seconder? Councillor Silva? Councillor Delahunty?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We've spoken about this around this table before, and so I don't want to labour on too much this evening. But basically, this report seeks that council notes the panel report for the amendment and abandons the amendment and writes to the Minister for Planning advising of that decision. Now, we have spoken on this before, and we've talked about how we were seeking a particular outcome at Caulfield Village, which we believe would have been in the best interests of society as a whole, in the best interests of the neighbourhood. We believe it was in keeping